The cash register, which has been ringing up sales in our stores for over a century, may soon be a thing of the past. An increasing number of retailers are handing out mobile devices to their sales assistants. The system enables customers to pay assistants wherever they find them, avoiding the need for long checkout queues. The assistants can also carry out other tasks as well as taking payments. As part of his plan to transform the U.S. department store chain, JCPenney, Chief Executive Ron Johnson, the mastermind behind the Apple stores, aims to get rid of most of the chain's cash registers over the next few years. He started distributing iPod Touch devices to sales staff at the end of 2012. And the plan is to have small service counters where customers can pay by cash or resolve other issues. At department stores, it is estimated that as many as 15% of shoppers walk out of the store because they don't want to queue up to pay. So far, shoppers seem to like the convenience.
I think it's great. It makes checkout a lot quicker, and I'm on my lunch break from work, so the faster the better.
I mean, it's definitely a tool to get people to buy things a lot quicker. Like if I see, for example, a skirt that I like or a dress that I like, I can easily try it on, take it off, buy it, and I'll be good to go.
But there is some concern among retailers that the new system could also put off shoppers who like to pay at the counter, where the barrier makes them feel anonymous. It also means shoppers have to re-educate it about how to pay. Stores have to be redesigned when cash registers are removed. And it forces retailers to rethink the age-old merchandising trick of where to place impulse items, traditionally placed at the cash registers. Joey Cuttermann, manager of Penny's Manhattan store, says that further down the road, the mobile devices will be able to take care of everything.
I think as you see it right now, these big terminals are going to be gone. You really won't see them anymore. We're going to be able to now use the space for our new shops coming in, so we'll be able to enhance that part of the experience for the consumer too as we move forward, because these take up a lot of space and it opens up the store a lot more too.
Stores have to replace their cash registers every 8 years, spending millions of dollars. Retail strategist Kurt Selman estimates that based on a chain of 20 stores with 2 registers per store, it would cost $100,000 to roll out iPad devices, half of the cost of using traditional cash registers. iPads with accessories like card readers cost $1,500 each, compared with $4,000 per cash register. El Samba, retail strategist at the management and strategy consulting company, Kurt Selman says the ultimate aim is not only to improve revenue, but also to enhance the customer experience.
Well, from a financial perspective, ultimately the goal is to raise revenue and conversion in that square footage. But I do that by improving my customer experience. Can I let this customer shop me in a richer way? Can I allow them access to more of my assortment than I can offer just in the physical square footage I have? So ultimately, that drives a financial performance. It allows me to drive more revenue, and through better recommendations on these devices, even better margin performance on the product moving through that square footage.
The introduction of the new devices comes as retailers grapple with the increasing demands of shoppers who are buying and researching on their mobile devices and expect a similar speedy experience in the stores. For CRI, I'm Zhang Wan.
Okay.